changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
So this morning, I want to talk with you about what I call better reactions. George Carlin, one of the great, great comedians of all time, and in some ways a great philosopher. I bought one of his albums. I think it was Class Clown when I was like 13 years old. And I used to love to listen to those albums. And one of the notations on the albums, it was a warning. It said, warning. This album contains the same language your parents use if they drop something heavy on their foot. And that was hilarious because my parents were very pious about not cursing, etc. But they would themselves curse when put into stressful situations. I thought about this the other day when I was driving to the airport. I've really been working to master the art of packing when I go on one of these speaking events, and that is to get clothes I can use over and over again. And there are certain clothes made out of certain fibers. For example, this t-shirt, this is a, I'm trying to think of the name of the brand. It'll come to me. Anyway, it's a $65 t-shirt, but it's made 100% of wool. And so it does not absorb bacteria or smells. So I can wear it for days and it looks and smells great. So I pack less things when I travel. I'm driving to the airport and I stop at Starbucks to get breakfast and to get a venti coffee because I've been up since 3 o'clock in the morning. Get the coffee, get the sandwich. And I'm driving and I reach into my console to grab the cup by the lid, as we all do. And as I went to lift it up, it dropped. Now, not only did it drop straight down, this is a big, big cup of coffee, 16 ounces or more of coffee. It dropped, hit the console, bounced, and upended in my lap as I'm driving to the airport. An entire large coffee. Now, the interesting thing is, I was raised in a family where if the least little thing happened, you made a big deal of it. That's just the truth of it, to get attention from other people. When I talk about complaining and the five reasons people complain, getting attention, people just, oh, it's almost a way of trying. You've got five dramatic people, the way to stand out of the crowd and to get attention is to be the most dramatic person in the room. So if something little happened, you made a big deal out of it. What I've discovered is, number one, that does not endear you to other people. Other people who were not raised in my family and used to such bombastic behavior, they tend to frown on you getting so reactive when things happen. So I've been thinking about that. And the other thing is that I've noticed that when you become super reactive to something that happens and happens to all of us, we all drop things on our foot or whatever, then you actually elevate your level of being upset and it maintains in your body longer. It lasts in your body longer. So one of the things that I have started to do is when normal, silly, stupid things happen is to just say, stay calm. Or the calmer you are, the faster you'll fix it. Or the calmer you are, the faster you'll find it. And I get ample opportunities to practice this. This past Monday, today's Thursday, so just 3 days ago, I got up on a Monday morning, had not slept very well. And I went into the kitchen to make my coffee. And as I reached for the coffee pot, I brushed a glass off the counter and broke. First thing Monday morning. Now, my mind in the past would have wanted to connect Monday and this happening. And I reminded myself that Monday is just a day. And in fact, we have arbitrarily all decided we go to work on Mondays, etc. Or don't like Mondays. And so I just, again, stay calm. I then walked into my studio, my broadcast studio, and one of the lights blew out. And just as I was about to do a live interview with someone for Develop Your Potential 2021. And again, my mind wanted to connect that, but I decided that, and it wanted to connect the previous thing, the fact that I broke a glass, now this light is not working, or somehow connected. They're not connected. They're isolated incidents. Because of human beings' negativity bias, we notice negative things more than we notice positive things. Let me say that again. Because of human beings' negativity bias, we notice negative things more than we even notice positive things. So, of course, it's easier for us to go around feeling negative or unhappy when things happen. And then we connect unrelated negative events to make it sound like it's even bigger. I was watching a cartoon last night, and they were like putting together transformers. It's almost like we become bigger because of the little independent things that happen, which aren't really related. As soon as I dropped that cup of coffee and it bounced and went into my lap, luckily I was wearing nylon pants. And so the heat didn't burn me that bad. I really didn't feel it that much. But I immediately went to stay calm. I'm driving. I have just bounced coffee into my lap, soaked myself. The dashboard is soaked. The little cup holder has about that much coffee in it. I mean, this was a 16-ounce cup of coffee. And my first thought was just stay calm, stay calm. And so my next thought was get off the interstate. So I did. My next thought was find a place to pull over. And I did. Luckily, I found an abandoned parking lot. And then I began to assess what I could do about it. Now, what I skipped in the middle was, oh, I've got my curse words. I've got my words just like you do. Everybody does. But I skipped that step. I skipped that reactiveness. And it made me feel so powerful. It really did. I sat there and I pulled over. And as soon as I got there, I said, okay, number one, I have extra clothes in the trunk, which is great. It's not like I'm on my way to a date or something like that in Miami. I have extra clothes in the trunk. So I've got that. My second thought was, how am I going to mop up all this coffee? And then I remembered I've got a towel that I use when I play pickleball in the trunk to wipe sweat off my forehead. And so I began to assess the situation, put together a solution, and then I approached it. And I did it. And then the only person I think I told about it was my daughter, but I made sure I told her in a, can you believe this way, which is complaining, but just relating facts and more sharing how proud I was at my ability to maintain my equanimity. What I'm trying to say is that no matter what your reaction is to a negative incident, you can bring it down a little bit. And in so bringing it down, you lessen the tension in the incident, and you also feel better inside, which gives you a better capacity to cope with whatever is going on. One of the things I found fascinating, and I just have gotten into it because some of my favorite podcasts have covered the subject, but cursing. All people curse. Everybody has their curse. Curse words are actually stored in a different part of your brain than regular words. The reason curse words are stored in that part of your brain is so that you can say them immediately if something were to happen. Now, if, I don't know, one of these walls were to start falling down here in the hotel, or if all of a sudden somebody threw a rock and broke the window, I would curse right here live on camera. That is just what happens with people. So taking in that information, that cursing is something that people do in extreme situations, ideally. And the first part of what I was saying is that we need to try and bring our reactions down if we can, for our own benefit. The second thing is that if cursing is something that we naturally do when we are upset, when something happens, when something traumatic happens. In other words, the traumatic event happens, the curse word comes, okay? So you've got a cause and effect. Let's just say, all right, we don't split it too thin, but a cause and effect. Well, now, that means that cursing is associated with traumatic events or really difficult struggles in our lives. Maybe, and I thought about this years ago, maybe I should begin to curse less because I wonder in everyday life, just when I'm around my friends, because if cursing is associated with traumatic events, I wonder if rather than traumatic event trigger curse word, if curse word trigger traumatic feeling in our bodies. In other words, if cursing actually elevates our level of stress and anxiety. I think it does. I really think it does. You know, I went through that stage of, you know, learning curse words and using them and then using them more. And especially when I was in offices where it was nothing but guys and it was, hey, blank face, you know, stuff like that. Just constantly cursing at each other. And what I realize is that for me, and I think it's true for all of us, since cursing is associated with traumatic, unexpected events, and that has an imprint on our physicality, then very likely when we curse, we are reverse engineering that very same stress in our bodies. So I'm inviting you, starting today, to watch what comes out of your mouth. And also, when something happens, to realize that you have more control in that situation than you would think. When I related the story to my daughter, and for those of you who are joining late, I dropped a cup of coffee, 16-ounce coffee, bounced into my lap as I'm driving to the airport. The first thought, of course, was, you know, how to be safe? Am I safe? And that's the question we need to ask ourselves, rather than, how could this happen? Or how dare they? Or stupid, you know, why do they make these stupid lids not fit, et cetera? It's, is everybody safe? That's one of the first questions we should ask ourselves. And in this case, I thought I am safe, but I need to get safer. That means get off the interstate. So is everybody safe? We ask ourselves, is everybody safe? And then we begin to take care of whatever the situation is. We begin to address it. There is a gap between what happens and our reaction. Now, I was raised with, you did this, therefore I did this. In other words, you come up and stomp on my foot and I jump up and punched you. I punched you because you stomped on my foot. No, that was a choice. Well, as I was growing up, I would have said, no, there is no choice. That's just the way it's done. No, there is a conscious choice. And in every situation that is traumatic, we have a conscious choice and we make it. We make it. For example, if somebody bigger than you, a man, big man, burly guy comes up and pushes you out of the way to get in line at the airport or something like that, okay? Your conscious choice is not to punch this guy because he's so much bigger than you and could pummel you. That in and of itself is a conscious choice. What I'm saying is that I'm not asking you to do something any more than you are already doing. I'm simply asking you to move the line forward a little bit such that you are in even more control. So your first thought is everybody safe? Rather than how dare this happen or what a stupid thing, etc. Another thing is, it occurred to me when I dropped that coffee in my lap, the second thought I had was after, is it safe? How often does this happen in my life? And I remembered, actually, I was driving to high school, 17 years old. I still remember what color pants I was wearing. I was wearing kind of light blue pants, and I had coffee in my hand. Dropped it, spilled it into my lap, had to go back home. I was halfway to school. It was a 45-minute drive. Had to go back home, change my pants, and come back, which made me about an hour and 15 minutes late for school. And I told the assistant principal exactly that's what happened. The point is, when things happen, we tend to lump them together with other things to make our lives more miserable. But we don't do that with the positive things. We need to begin to do that with the positive thing. And the second thing is to realize how rarely these things happen. Even Monday morning when I got up and I knocked over the glass and broke it. It happens. I'm kind of bad about breaking glasses, to be honest, but I can't remember. It's been a while since I broke a glass. So today, consider how much you react when things happen and decide to react just a little less, not a lot less, just a little less, and then evaluate how you feel and how you did. You'll be amazed at how much better it makes your life.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.